Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Going behind enemy lines now, LSU on up to Vanderbilt this weekend. Adam Sparks covering Vanderbilt football for the Tennessean at Adam Sparks on Twitter. Adam, how are you?
Hey, good. How are y'all doing?
Good. I know kind of a rough start. Got blown out by Georgia. Got blown out by Purdue as well. Kind of rough start to the Commodore season.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you look at the schedule with Vandy, as Vandy fans almost have to be extra patient, because you play two top five teams to begin with, Georgia and LSU. You face a team with the kind of explosive offense that Purdue has. You almost have to figure you're going to start 1-2 or 0-3, and you got to pile up your wins in the middle of the year. And I think the reasonable Vandy fan has looked at it that way. But Purdue was a chance to get a win. LSU, I think, you know, even less than what I thought it would be in the preseason. You know, usually LSU teams, you look at them and if you're an opponent in the SEC and you say, well, if they can't run the ball, if you can stuff the run, if you keep the score low, then you've got an opportunity. But the way that this LSU offense is constructed, I just think the chances of that are less, because they can put so many points up, so many yards up. And Vandy struggled with Purdue stopping the pass 2 weeks ago. I would expect they'd have the same problems with LSU.
Yeah, Vandy wants to slow this game down. If LSU, they don't want to get in a track meet with LSU.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the case with Vandy, with everybody. Vandy would prefer to shorten the game, play good defense, run the ball. Keyshawn Vaughn, the running back, is one of the better backs in the conference, is leading returning rusher in the SEC. You know, I mean, they would love to keep it between the tackles, shorten this game, keep the score low. That's just they just haven't been able to do that in either of the games so far. You know, they had about about a half, I'd say, good with Georgia after they got down 21-0. But you know, after that, it didn't make any difference of how they play. You're down 21-0, doesn't matter. But they've had a hard time establishing run.
So what is their identity?
I mean, what they want to do is run the ball. But your identity is whatever you can do well. And they haven't done that well yet. I mean, the problem is it's such a small sample size. You're playing two games. One of them is against number three Georgia. You're just not going to know what you do well. But what they want to do well, play good defense, run the ball, throw to the tight end. They've got, you know, an all-SEC receiver, all-SEC tight end, all-SEC running back. And when you've got those three weapons, you need to use them. They just haven't had possession enough to use those three guys.
Adam Sparks covering Vanderbilt for the Tennessee, and at Adam Sparks on Twitter. Adam, at least the Commodores can boast they are the best baseball program in the country, that's for sure. Vandy fans can hold on to that.
Yeah, and what's funny is they're gonna honor the baseball team at Saturday's game. So that may be a little intentional with LSU coming in.
Sure.
To try to promote what you have, especially with, you know, as good of a program as LSU has in baseball. But, yeah, I mean, that's what they're leaning on. Football, again, the ceiling is usually get to a bowl. I don't think this is the type of game that you get your first win in terms of getting to six, but they have to show progress over the first two games.
How are they going to try to attack LSU in a defense in particular that's been leaky at times this year, much more leaky than I think Tiger fans and the coaches expected?
Well, I mean, defensively, they've got to make a decision. You either, in the past, what you would do against LSU, and a lot of teams like LSU, is you load the box and you try to stuff the run on first and second down, get it to a third and long, third and middle, and take your chances. The problem is with LSU's offense this year is you can't necessarily stack the box, because if you do, Burrow will hit you over the top, and as fast as they go offensively now, as much as they throw the ball, you're risking too much by loading up the box. But they got to make a decision. They can't just go out there and say, "Well, we'll see what LSU wants to do." You either have to try to stuff the run and take your chances in one-on-one coverage downfield, which I wouldn't like that option if I was Vandy. Or you sit back and try to defend the pass as well as you can, and just hope you can hold LSU to three downs, or maybe LSU doesn't try to even run the ball against a short front. But that's what they did against Purdue, and Purdue threw for 509 yards. I don't think either option is good. They have to have LSU turn the ball over.
I'm talking about, how is Vandy's offense going to attack an LSU defense that's kind of been a little leaky, and they haven't tackled well. They've given up some big plays. They've been prone to that. They're also banged up, Adam.
Oh, yeah, I see. I mean, if Keyshawn Vaughn can get a crease, he can beat you. He can get a crease. Yeah, he's only had 32 carries in two games. But Vaughn, the running back, he was the SEC newcomer of the year, led the nation last year in, I think, runs of 60 yards or more. Led the SEC last year in yards per carry. He is a big play back. Typically, a Vandy back, it's that, grinded out type of between the tackles, undersized guy. That's not Vaughn. That's you give him it a little daylight and he'll take it to the house 60, 70, 80 yards. Vandy has to have those home run type balls from the run game to stay in this one. And that's one of those situations where you don't have to have long drives if you're Vandy. You just have to find a little bit of a crease, and Vaughn can do that. He just hasn't in these first couple of games.
Adam, what's the fan base, the fan support like up there for Vandy? I know that they certainly support the baseball program, but how well is the football program supported by the fan base and alumni?
I mean, not much. I mean, obviously it's the smallest enrollment, smallest fan base in the conference. You can pack a few thousand people in baseball, and that'd be great. You pack the same couple thousand in football, and it's terrible. So you can get away with a smaller fan base in baseball. Obviously, winning the national title helps. But, football, I mean, the home opener, which was also the season opener, was against Georgia, and 40,000, which is a sellout there, and it's about 80% Georgia, if that tells you kind of where the fan base is. I don't think it'll be 80% LSU this time, but it wouldn't shock me for it to be 50, 60% Tigers.
Adam Sparks wrapping up Behind Enemy Lines here on Sports Talk. He covers Vanderbilt for the Tennessean, at Adam Sparks on Twitter. Adam, great stuff as always, man. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.